We are talking about being called this week, and isn't it wonderful to know that we all have a calling from God? As believers, God has a very specific calling on our lives, but He also has a calling for all of us as believers that look the same, but it's primary. It is very important, and we always need to major on major things. And I believe when it comes to the things that God has called all of us into, it's definitely something worth majoring on. And the thing I want to talk about today that God has called us into is to walk in love. And part of walking in love is not taking revenge and actually blessing those who hurt us and curse us. Now, I will be honest, this is not always an easy one for me. I'm sure you can relate, but I have experienced the flesh wanting to take revenge. I think our flesh loves to take revenge and to hurt people that hurt us, but that is not what God has called us into. And the wonderful thing about being called to is whatever God calls us into, He also equips and empowers us to be able to do it. But we read in the Bible in 1 Peter 3 verse 9, "Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing." So we see here that this is not just a suggestion, it's actually a calling. And Peter is reminding us here, don't just insult people who insult you, don't take revenge on them, choose to bless them. And as you do, you will be blessed in the process. We also know from the Gospels that Jesus even said, bless those who curse you, bless those who spitefully use you and hurt you. You know, so we can choose to do that with the help of Jesus. We also read in Romans 12, verse 17, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. So we should never repay evil for evil. When people do evil things to us, we can choose to bless them. And the wonderful thing about forgiving someone or blessing them, even when they hurt us, is it sets us free. That's why we're blessed in the process as well. But it's so important for us to walk in love. We can love God and we can love others because He first loved us. And as we experience the love that He has for us, it becomes so much more easier to love others, even those who are difficult to love sometimes. But I also want to say to you today that I believe we are never more like God. In fact, we never look more like God than when we walk in love. Because the Bible says God is love. And remember today, this is not just a good idea. It's a calling that God has for us. To walk in love and to bless others and to never repay evil for evil. So let's choose to do that. Let's ask Him to help us and let's say no to the flesh when the flesh wants to take revenge. Let's choose to walk in love and to look like God. You are highly favored and deeply loved.